In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Orville Cox, age 79, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday. He is survived by one nephew who was his caretaker, Larry Dean Cox, and wife Cindy of Elkhorn. Funeral services for Orville Cox will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Jones Chapel Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Frances Helm, age 94, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday at the Medco Nursing Home after an illness. She is survived by several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Frances Helm will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lionwood Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 6 o'clock this evening at the Lionwood Funeral Home. Mrs. Margaret Stella Smith, age 92, of Manton, died Tuesday at her residence. She is survived by two daughters and their spouses, including locally by Catherine Taylor of Loretta, four sons and their spouses, Richard, Buddy, and Charlotte Smith of Springfield, John and Herbert Smith of Manton, Bobby and Aline Smith of Loretta, two sisters, both of Fredericktown, 17 grandchildren, 27 great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Margaret Stella Smith will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Holy Rosary Catholic Church at Manton, with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mr. James Hilton, Sr., age 84, of Louisville, died Monday in Louisville. He is survived by three sons and two daughters-in-law, including locally by Charles and Barbara Hilton of Greensburg, six grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Funeral services for James Hilton, Sr. will be Friday at noon at the Fern Creek Funeral Home in Louisville with burial in Louisville. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Blanche Prier Blackford, age 93, of Louisville, formerly of Taylor County, died Tuesday in Louisville. She is survived by one daughter and son-in-law of South Carolina, one granddaughter. Funeral services for Blanche Prier Blackford will be Friday afternoon at 1:30 at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests visitation after noon Friday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Laverne Faulkner Buzzy, age 94, of Edmonton, formerly of Greene County, died Tuesday in Metcalf County. She is survived by one brother, Henry Faulkner of Metcalf County, a guardian and niece, Betty Jo Faulkner. Funeral services for Laverne Faulkner Buzzy will be Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Maple Hill Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mr. James Joseph Milby, age 86, of Louisville, formerly of Greensburg, died Wednesday in Louisville. He is survived by one daughter of Louisville, two sisters, and two brothers, including locally by Charles Edward Milby of Greene County. Funeral services for James Joseph Milby will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Hodges Chapel Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock Friday at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mrs. Helen Lyle, age 91, of the Little Barren community of Greene County, died Sunday at her residence. She is survived by two sons, including locally by Louis Lyle of Little Barren, three grandchildren, one great-grandchild. Funeral services for Helen Robertson Lyle will be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Little Barren Cemetery. The family requests visitation after noon Saturday at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.